You know what it's time for, don't you?
It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Speaking of Builder Supply Outlet, I've got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet. Right now, my hot little hand, caller number 19-312-981-7200, rips it off. Don't forget, they got new mahogany and alderwood entry doors in stock at Builder Supply Outlet and Broadview. True outlet prices every day. Checking in at
number 5.
From Washington, the McLaughlin Group, the American original. For over 3 decades, the sharpest minds, best sources, hardest talk.
Oh.
Sad, huh? 89 years old.
John McLaughlin, Dr. John, died today, according to the Washington Post and on his Facebook page. Mm-hmm. His family announced it. For 34 years, he hosted a weekly roundtable talk show featuring the nation's leading political experts and commentators. Illness forced him to miss one broadcast, and that was this past Friday. His show, very famously, also spoofed on Saturday Night Live back in the 1990s.
Issue number 6, what did you have for breakfast today? Eleanor!
Some cantaloupe.
Moretown, USA!
I had poached eggs and toast.
Jamundo!
Bacon and eggs.
Patty Patty Buke Buke.
I'm thinking waffles, maybe.
Wrong!
A little...
Wrong! You all had Special K with banana.
I love that. He's like, wrong. Everyone's wrong. Your opinions. It was a part of my growing up. My dad used to watch it, and then I started watching it. I mean, it was just a fun way to enjoy politics and the news of the week.
Well, it's funny, because he was the predecessor to what eventually became Talking Head cable television news.
True. I hadn't thought about that, that panel kind of discussion with opposing viewpoints, sort of.
Right.
He was an early adopter of that. He was a Jesuit priest turned presidential speechwriter who landed his own talk show.
Right. And he was also a journalist, a long-standing journalist. And a great predictor.
I predict if he wins the presidency, Donald Trump will choose Chris Christie for his attorney general. Bye-bye.
His other famous line,
American
right?
motorists will surpass past records for the number of miles driven this summer, fueled by the most affordable gasoline in years. Bye-bye. In the next big war, women will be drafted. Enjoy your weekend. Bye-bye. I predict British voters will make history on June 23rd by voting to leave the European Union. Bye-bye, Britain.
Oh.
So it was that poignant thought, and then bye-bye. Like, yeah. Wait a minute.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
He had those things wrong, and bye-bye.
And a lot of people are saying that on his obits right now, and they're remembering him. Bye-bye.
Great John McLaughlin.
Bye-bye.
89 years old. Checking in at
number 4.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine attempted to woo North Carolinians today by breaking out his harmonica. That is a mistake.
He's terribly talented. He speaks Spanish, plays the harmonica.
He was in Asheville at a brewery. I think I had to order an extra one. His wife, Ann Holton, got in on the fun, clogging as her husband played. Oh, no. You know, she's... Let's listen.
All right, how about this for your future vice president?
Yeah, he's not so bad on the harmonica.
He knows what he's doing. He says he has 6 harmonicas in his briefcase at all times. And I was like, why would you have 6? Apparently, they come in different keys. Harmonicas come in different keys, so he wants to be ready for any song that might break out. He can go at it.
Is this? I'm told there's more. Is this from today? No, from a different time. He does Beatles here. This.
Oh
boy.
Okay.
Very good. We should just have him do that. If I were Hillary Clinton, I wouldn't have him open his mouth. Just have him go out and play the harmonica, and that'd be it. They should actually. You know
he
what?
Hasn't if I, been bad on the campaign trail.
No, he's been fine. But if I were Paul Manafort, I would be telling Trump, you know,
teach him how to play.
Do you play any instruments?
Because he doesn't. He sounds like death, doesn't he? He sounds like how you imagine,
it's a Grim Reaper.
like death to sound when it shows up at your door. You know, sort of like
I'm here,
right? Sort of. So Paul Manafort is like,
I just need to know if you play anything, because that would help. Then we don't actually have to kill you and eat you.
My guess is Donald Trump doesn't play anything.
Yeah, that is my guess, too. Does not seem incredibly rhythmic. Uh-huh.
You know what I play? I play my money clip, okay? That's what I play.
All right. We'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first...
Then there's this. It's like Yelp for people with disabilities. See how JJ's List is making life a little easier for the differently abled. Tonight's cover story on WGN TV News at 9.
Top 5 of 5 continues checking in at...
Number 3.
The new season of Dancing with the Stars starts in about 1 month, which means it's crunch time for Dina Katz, the show's casting director. She told reporters that she's busy trying to score names, but she stayed away from one guy who has always turned her down.
Like right now, because it's the elections, because it's the Olympics, I also try and hit on things that make it really topical. So you want a little bit of current with a little bit of nostalgia. You know, I ask Bill Clinton every time, and this time I actually didn't even ask him because I thought he might be a little busy.
Or he might say yes. That'd be even worse.
It's amazing, though, because, you know, you're going to have Olympians potentially compete, right, on Dancing with the Stars. They're natural selections right now. But I almost think it's unfair sometimes when they pick a gymnast or someone like that. They're automatically so good at dancing.
You know what? This time I would do it. I would love to do this. Would be good for the election, Hillary. Please let me do this because I'll be on every week, and you know I'm going to make it. Now, here's who I'd like as my partner.
Oh, gosh.
That Juliana Huff.
Now, she's still on the show?
No, but we can get her back.
Okay.
I think she would be perfect. She's going to bring in a younger vote. She's also Mormon. She's from Utah.
Uh-huh.
Didn't she used to date that Seacrest?
She did for like a minute.
That would be perfect. Then get all the Seacrest people.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary, this is perfect. This is why you should allow me to go and do this.
I think he is too busy for that. He's probably needed on the campaign trail.
No, I'll be in L.A. I'll be working on my dance steps. Actually, if I were them, wouldn't you want him very occupied right now?
I'm not sure that's the right thing for him to be doing right now. It probably doesn't send the right message, I would say.
You know what? I had a little ticker problem a couple of years ago, so maybe slow dancing would be good. Me and Juliana Huff, maybe the slow tango or the slow foxtrot or the... Jive.
Slow something.
Yeah, something like that. That'd be real good. Who's going to vote me off?
He might be good.
Hey, Bruno Tongarelli, let me tell you something. You want to stay in this country? You're going to vote. You're going to give me tens every time.
I'd vote for him.
Of course you would. Silver Fox. All right, checking in at...
Number 2.
Irish boxing sensation Michael Conlon launched a vicious four-letter attack at amateur boxing and accused the sport's AIBA governing body of being crooked after he crashed out of Rio 2016. The bantamweight was a hot favorite to take gold, but he was beaten in the quarterfinals by Russian Vladimir Nikitin. I saw this in one of the Rocky movies, didn't I? Isn't that what happens?
That'd be four, Rocky Four.
Rocky Four, right? Yeah.
Wait, what happened here? He's
Rocky Four. So he took down the Russian, and
Yeah. So this is like when the Russian beats the guy he's not supposed to beat and kills him with one punch, right? Isn't that the thing?
Well, the Russian took down Apollo Creed, and then Rocky came in and saved the day, basically.
Conlon appeared to be winning, only to be done in by the judges.
Can you have a lot to get off your chest after that?
Yeah, Ebert eats. Cheat. Some of that, that's me. I never boxed for AIBA again. They're cheating bastards. They're paying everybody. And no, I don't give a f***ing cursing on TV. And retaining this here. That's here to win Olympic gold. My dream's been shattered now. But you know what? I have a big career ahead of me. And Neeson's, they're known for being cheats. And they'll always be cheats. Amateur boxing stinks. From the core right to the top.
I just want to hear him talk the rest of
it. I know. I like it.
Great accent.
That cheats.
And he's right.
Stinks.
That doesn't seem right. If everyone thought he was winning and then the judges said, no, no, you don't win. This is
classic Russia.
Right. Well, classic AIBA.
Or AIBA.
No. Yeah. International, what is it? Association of
International
amateur,
Boxer Association?
Amateur International Boxing Association.
That's why I ended my boxing career raw.
Yeah.
That's too corrupt.
Yeah,
I could take all some belts, but I don't want to waste
my
time.
They can all go F themselves. That's like the Lucky Charms. That's like the Lucky Charms elf gone bad is what's happened there.
After running like a marathon out of breath.
Right.
And how does the AIBA perceive him now when he just sort of says they're cheats? And they're
well, now
rigged.
He's never going to win again.
Exactly. How do you go?
Wow. He's a professional, right? I mean, does he move back and forth?
He's like, they thought we cheated before.
Wait. Right.
Wait. Poor guy.
See, get ahead of him now. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck. Good luck to him. I like him.
Enjoy that potato.
Mashed.
Excuse me. That's in North Korea.
Yeah, but isn't he Irish?
He's Irish, yes. Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
He tweeted out, hey, Vlad, how much did they charge you, bro? AIBA.
Classic Twitter fight.
Here we go. Brace yourselves. International Twitter fight.
Right.
Underway.
Olympics in the Twitter era. In the era of Twitter. No one's happy. All right. Finally.
Number one.
By the way, I would like for the Irish consulate or anybody who is of Irish descent or from Ireland who's upset about Violetta's reference to the potato famine to write the letters, strongly worded letters, to WGN Management, 435 North Michigan Avenue.
Don't encourage that.
I'd like to apologize.
It was a North Korean mix-up, that's all.
It was, yeah.
What about the North Violetta's Korean people?
Violetta's known for mixing up North Korea and Ireland. It's okay. Well known.
Right. All right,
so we're
here
allowed
we go.
To insult Koreans, but not Irish
North
people?
Koreans, yeah. Okay. No, we're only insulting the North Korean dictator.
Okay.
We can insult him. That's okay. We're not insulting anybody else. It's just Kim Jong-un.
Still doesn't feel right, but all right, okay.
A lot of people like potatoes.
Do you like dictators then? Is that what you're saying?
I don't love dictators. I'm just saying.
You don't want to offend a dictator. Well,
Koreans.
It's probably not a good idea to. Well, no, we're not going to affect Koreans. The okay. Koreans agree with me on this. Kim Jong-un's a bad guy.
He is. I would agree with you on that too.
All right. Hold on.
Let's get to number one.
Yes, let's get. Let me do this again.
Number one.
Jonathan Papelbon was released by the Washington Nationals after spending nearly two seasons with the club. Given that the NL East leading Nationals are entertaining serious World Series thoughts, I think some boys from Northside may have a differing thought on that. Mm-hmm. Papelbon's career worst 4.37 ERA simply wasn't going to cut it. But there's been more to his release. In a column in the Washington Post, he made no effort to hide his political beliefs, which may not have played well with Washington fans. On multiple occasions, Papelbon blasted a pro-Donald Trump country song in front of reporters, an anthem titled Vote for Trump by Rodney Carrington.
Vote for Trump.
My new
never
theme song.
That.
It's gonna be my new ringtone. Wait, hold on.
Just get you aggravated.
If you don't like it, you can all just kiss our ass.
Oh,
he pays his own way, don't take no crap. Gonna bring back country, get rid of rap. And if nothing else, we can all thank Donald for that.
All right, now wait a second. He's gonna get rid of rap? You know what's really interesting about that is that here's a guy, this Carrington guy, who's thinking, now what in the hell are we going to get on, boys? Now we got to do some rhyming here. We got Trump. What else? What rhymes with Trump?
Bump.
Hump. All right, we'll get over to hump.
Lump.
Rump. Lump. Wait, that is not working. All right, now we're going to get rid of crap. What rhymes with crap? Rap. Sap. Tap. Map.
You think that's how it went in the planning?
I think that's
meeting?
Is it sitting around in the writing? In the writing, when he's wrapped his tongue around his ear when he's thinking, I'm sure that he's like, all right, I want to hear now what's going to rhyme. Now let's see here, what rhymes with Arabs? Hold on.
I didn't know. Trump would eliminate rap. Yeah, this is a brings a whole new perspective for me.
Hey Booger, what rhymes with A-Rap? I'm writing a song about Trump.
Let's see. Now, Mexico, we got Mexico. Well, we got the wall going to be built by Mexico.
That's easy to rhyme.
Right. We're all going to rhyme that. Yeah,
a lot going on there.
Wall, is he fall, mall, Paul? Who? Hey, whose name is Paul that we can rhyme with?
Paul Manafort.
No! That's very good. Hold on 1 second there, honey. Thank you for that.
Sure, no problem. Cubs manager Joe Maddon says Jonathan Papelbon's name hasn't come up during his conversations with Theo Epstein.
John Lester's endorsed him.
But John Lester likes him.
Papelbon has
Epstein ties. We look past that.
Wow, that's interesting.
You look past Chapman's life. I think they can look
past Papelbon's. Do I care what a baseball player's political beliefs are?
You care about how fast he can throw the ball and how far he can hit the ball.
And we proved that when we fired the DJ the other day, right? We don't care about their personal lives.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. We would fire the DJ for playing this song, but we would keep the pitcher who played the song.
Exactly. Who created the song and sang the song.
As Papelbon walks off the mound, this plays at Wrigley. Second DJ fire. Papelbon, you stay.
Fire the DJ.
Vote for Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. And hell if the rest will get us over the hump.
The hell with the rest. Like that.
And down the road, we'll all go and a wall will get built by Mexico. First things first, we all got to vote for Trump.
Now that's cheating. Oh, ho, and this go. All right, now Mexico, right? We got to rhyme that. We got to rhyme that. All right. What rhymes? Rap and crap. All right, we're going to put up with the crap. We're going to get rid of rap. That's what we're going to do. There we go. I got a song. This is going to be a hit song.
We
got
to make this the show starter now for a couple days just to irritate you.
Oh, okay.
We got
mission
that.
Accomplished.
The top five at five.